I'd like to read a passage of Scripture from Matthew chapter 27 to begin our lesson tonight. You know, the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 14 said, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified unto me, and I to the world." Paul gloried only in the cross. So I'd like to read several verses from Matthew chapter 27 to center our thoughts around the cross and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And it's quite a lengthy reading. And as I looked at it, tried to find a place to stop and start, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. But why not? We need to center our thoughts upon the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Beginning in verse number 20, Matthew chapter 27. "But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, 'Which of the two do you want me to release to you?' They said, 'Barabbas.' Pilate said to them, 'What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?' They all said to him, 'Let him be crucified.' Then the governor said, 'Why, what evil has he done?' But they cried out all the more, saying, 'Let him be crucified.' When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, 'I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it.' And all the people answered and said, 'His blood be on us and on our children.' Then he released Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews.' Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him and put his own clothes on him and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they'd come to the place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he did not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, 'They divided my garments among them, and my clothing they cast lots.' Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, 'You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross.' Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, 'He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God.' Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?' That is, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, 'This man is calling for Elijah.' Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour vinegar, and gave it to him on a reed to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." Jesus, when he had cried out again with a loud voice, yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened. And many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming up out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. And when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee ministered to him. They were there looking on from afar, among whom was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Joses the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now when evening had come, there was a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in a new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. Going to stop there. Next to Jesus, I guess the Apostle Paul stands out as the greatest example Christianity has ever produced. In his statement, Galatians 6 and verse number 14, "God forbid that I should glory," he said, "save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Very striking statement. Because here was Paul, a man who could have glorified in many things. He was a man with very noble ancestry. He could have gloried in that. He had a brilliant intellect. He did marvelous works. He made many converts. Made three missionary journeys and one voyage to Rome later on after this. He established many churches. Paul could have gloried and took pleasure in all of those things. But he said there's one thing that he takes glory in. He said, "God forbid that I should glory in anything other than the cross of Jesus Christ our Lord." There's only one thing that should be really of prominent importance to us that we should glory in likewise. You know, we glory in a lot of things. I know as you look back over your life, you could probably tell about medals that you have received, honors that you have received, things that you have done which were of an outstanding nature. And, you know, you take pleasure in honor, glory in those things. Paul was a man that could have likewise gloried in many things, but he said there was one thing of greater prominence, more important to him than all other things, and that was the cross of Jesus Christ. His preaching was centered upon the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said to the Corinthians, "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." That was the predominant thing. That stood out and that still stands out above all things. In all the history of mankind and all the things that have happened, all the great leaders, all the great wars, all the great nations that have ever stood upon the face of the earth, there's one time that stands out above all. That was what transpired upon the cross when Jesus died for our sins. The cross is the focal point of the Bible. All roads of the Bible lead to the cross. The cross is the focal point of all time and all history. In a way, it's the focal point of humanity. Of all the time of this earth, one event stands out above all other and ought to cause us reason to have glory in that one event above all others. And that is the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The promises of God hinge upon that cross. The fulfilling of the law depended upon the cross and Jesus dying upon that cross. I'd like for us to think for a few moments tonight about why. Why are these things true in reference to the cross? And we're going to sing a song now, 742, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." What do you see when you see the cross? Look at the words of this song. Because in the words of this song, the author's talking about this very thing that we are talking about and studying about tonight. Sam?